Page 91. Listening Practice 1. Gorilla Gardening. You are going to listen to a radio interview about a special kind of gardening. Listen and choose the correct answers.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Around Town, the programme that brings you local news and views. Today's guest is Marilyn Essex, who describes herself as a gorilla gardener. Hello, Marilyn.
Hello, Greg.
First of all, what is a gorilla gardener? It sounds exciting and a little dangerous too.
It does, doesn't it? But it isn't really. Gorilla gardening basically means growing plants on land that doesn't belong to you.
But surely that's illegal.
Well, it is if you don't have the owner's permission. And yes, there are some gorilla gardeners who do that. By using land that isn't theirs, they want to show that land shouldn't be privately owned, but in fact belongs to everyone.
But that's not what you do.
No, no. We always make a point of getting permission before we start, or using land that doesn't belong to anyone specifically.
So why do you do it?
We want to make our hometown more beautiful. It's such a pity to see areas of land that are neglected and full of weeds instead of beautiful flowers.
Oh, I would have expected you to grow something useful like food.
Well, gorilla gardeners in some parts of the world do grow food, but not us.
Where do you get your plants from?
We're lucky. An old man who lives nearby, I won't give his name because he prefers to remain anonymous, has been giving us lots of plants from his garden. So we haven't had to buy any for ages.
Who goes on a gorilla gardening expedition? Isn't this something you do alone?
You'd be surprised at who shows up. Right now, we're a group of about 8, and a few are students like me. But over the years, we've been joined by many different people, including, at one point, a 10-year-old kid and his grandma.
And what is your next, project?
We're planning to work on the wasteland at the front of the old industrial estate. Your listeners may remember there's a lot of grass growing there. So we're hopeful that the soil is good and that our plants will do well too. We'll be there from 5:30 tomorrow morning, if anyone wants to join us.
Why so early?
Look, we're not doing anything illegal, so we don't have to work in the middle of the night to hide our activities. But we don't want to get in anybody's way or be disturbed ourselves. So we generally work early in the morning or in the evenings.
And if people do want to come, what should they bring?
Well, they can bring gardening tools if they want, although we have a collection that I keep in a box in my basement. But we can always use more plastic bags.
Plastic bags? I'd have thought you'd be against plastic bags. Not environmentally friendly and all that.
Our aim is to make an area more beautiful than it was when we started, so we're very careful about cleaning up after ourselves. We don't want to leave weeds or stones lying around, and if that means using plastic bags to take them away, that's okay by us.
Well, Marilyn, I wish you good luck with your work, and thanks for being with us today.
It was my pleasure.
And tomorrow, we will be talking to Rami.